Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Thank you. Nuggets beat the New York Knicks 111 93. And this will be the first time in 9 years that LeBron James will not be in the playoffs at the Brooklyn Nets. Beat the LA Lakers 111-106. And it wasn't JaVale McGee's fault because he got 33 points. The LA Clippers, across the hallway, LA Clippers are fighting for the last playoff spot. We had 108-106 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers. And ex-New York Knicks, Gallinari, gets 27 points. And the OKC Thunder are back on track with Westbrook and another triple-double. With Paul George, 28 points, the Thunder win 116-109 over the Toronto Raptors. James Harden gets 61 points, the Rockets victory over the Battle of Texas. And the Rockets beat San Antonio 111-105. Harden gets 61 points. Tonight's game, Detroit at Portland. Dallas is at Golden State. In the NHL, surprise, surprise, the Minnesota Wild move into the 8th spot at the playoffs in the West. Made 2-1 victory over Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. With Goldie Dubnyk laying down the Capitals 22 shots. The San Jose Sharks are limping into the playoffs. As the Nasty Ducks sent the Man of Steel to their 5th straight loss. And if the Sharks don't be careful, they could end up in 3rd place behind the Vegas Golden Knights. Tonight's game, Buffalo's at Montreal, Minnesota's at Carolina, Nashville's at Winnipeg, and Tampa Bay's at St. Louis. So you have Friday night, what happened last night, and I'm gonna get a few things before I get out of here. It's gonna be a short show. Short show today because we cannot get into the board. Michael, I know you're there, so if you hear me, I can't get in, so. You got lucky, your show got completed. Alright. Other news. Johnny Manziel, I wish Michael was here. Johnny Manziel gets another chance at the AAF. The AAF Football League. Manziel, this will be his 4th time getting a chance to play football, the sport that he loves. And the NCAA did a better job with the mid-majors, but it still got to work on the mid-majors. And I still believe that the NCAA needs to have a mid-major tournament and make it the NIT. The NIT would be a good place. The NIT would be a good place for the mid-majors. I don't know why they don't do it, because they're over 150, 200 mid-majors. There's no reason for this. And UNC Greensboro, I know a guy, they both should have made the tournament, but because of their conference, because of their regular conference, and their out-of-conference play, they did not get in, and they did not complain. If you schedule good teams and you win those games, you should be in the tournament. Ichiro Suzuki retired after 27 years of baseball in the United States and in Japan. I hope he gets into the Hall of Fame, but we will see. Wednesday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hired 2 female assistants for 2019 Houston congratulated them. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers doing the right thing at the right time. Got to give North Carolina Central Eagles, shout out the Eagles, proud of you boys, HBCU. The game only goes there, run 78-34 in the playing game. And the Eagle bench had contributed, they would have won that game. So, big ups to North Carolina Central Eagles. It's out for the game of gold. On Thursday, Robert Kraft will not plea bargain. Another African American coach goes down as the college admissions scandal continues. University of San Diego and now UTEP assistant Lamont Smith resigns. It's interesting. All of the black assistant coaches are quitting as the college admissions scandal grows. I haven't seen any white coach do likewise. The referee that forced the New Jersey wrestler to cut his hair before the school wrestling match is now suing the state of New Jersey for defamation of character. Emotional distress. Wait, let me get it straight. The referee that forced a black wrestler to cut his hair is now suing the state of New Jersey for emotional distress and defamation of character. Alan Maloney, who is white, told Andrew Johnson, who was black, to cut his hair or forfeit the match. Johnson cut his hair and won the match. Johnson had cornrows, long cornrows. He had a cap which was state legally. State, official state headgear. But this jerk, Alan Maloney, said, no, we want the haircut. So the state fired Maloney. Now he's doing the state. But I don't know about you, but I get what a dumb as ever. You forced the kid to cut his hair because you didn't like it. Now you do the state. Get out of here. And this is an example of power and control in full force. You're a referee. You know the rules. You know the equipment. And you still do this. Now you want money. Good luck with that. On Friday, everything stopped because of the NCAA. March Madness really gets started. And surprise, surprise, surprise. Shaquille O'Neal joins the board of Papa John. I forgot to get back on this one. Papa John's pizza company, as their stock continues to drop day by day. You wonder why, right? There you have the news. I'm going to go through Mike Trout becomes the highest paid baseball player of $430 million for 12 years. The Raiders signed a relief linebacker and after 7 years, and John Gruden is destroying the Oakland Raiders. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, I don't know about you, but I get tired of looking at Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick will be signing with the Miami Dolphins. This will be his 8th team in 10 years. Now, I want all the people to go grab a Snow Patrol to answer this question. When was the last time you see a black quarterback go to 8 teams? And still black. I can't think of any. The New York Football Giants gave Eli Manning a $5 million contract extension while letting Odell Beckham go to Cleveland. What is the New York Giants doing? Now you have no offensive power whatsoever. And then you're going to go to the running game, which I doubt. Blake Bortles going from the Jaguars to the Rams. As the QB musical chairs continue, and not one single black quarterback is in those musical chairs. Green Bay Packers Clay Matthews moved from the West Coast from the Midwest to the West Coast of Los Angeles Rams. Randall Cobb also moved from the Midwest to the Dallas Cowboys. Cobb moved from the Green Bay Packers to the Dallas Cowboys this winter. And we're going to run end of this show with a few news and notes. LPGA this week they're in Arizona for the Bank of the Old Founders Cup. Last weekend, 18-year-old Jessica Daggar wins the South Africa Open. WTA. Last week, the wildcard player, 19-year-old Blanca Arezzo, beat Anthony Grover at Bahamas Open at Indian Wells. So far, it's the upset of the year. Bianca Arezzo beat Anthony Grover in the Bahamas Open at Indian Wells. This week they're in Miami Open. And it's a slow start because of rain Monday and Tuesday, so they'll make up dates today and tomorrow. WTA Men. Last week, Dominic Thiem beat Roger Federer at Indian Wells. This week they're in Miami for the Miami Open. And they also are delayed because of rain. NASCAR. Last week it was the Auto Club 400. Kyle Busch beat Joey Logano. He tried to race with five cars across the track. Exclusive fans. Busch gets his 200 victory during Richard the Legend, Richard Eddy. This week they're at the Martinsville Speedway for the STP 500. IndyCar. Last week it started at St. Petersburg, Florida. Joseph Newgarden beat Scott Dixon and Will Power. This week they're in Austin, Texas for the IndyCar Classic. And from Formula One, last week they started with the Australian Open at Valtteri Bottas beat teammate Lewis Hamilton with the fastest lap to win the first race of the year. This week they're off. And we got the PGA. Last week the PGA. They were in Florida for the Players' Championship at Sawgrass. Fitzroy and McIlroy making five birdies in the last round to win. Tiger Woods finished strong with 69. Last round, 69, with great drives. And now he needs to work on his putting. And he will continue to be a top 10. So there you have it today. It's a short show. I can't get to the board, so I can't get in. I guess you can hear me. Hear me clear, I guess. Here we go. I hope I get to speak tomorrow night. We'll see. Because usually it's the weekend. When the weekend is, they usually do not have anybody on staff on the weekend. So Blog Talk might be down for the complete weekend. If that is the case, Monday, if that is the case, Monday will be the Music Box. Monday night will be the Music Box. If Blog Talk is still down tomorrow, as it is today. I'm glad you can hear me, but I wish I could get to the phone and we can't do it, so we can do what we do. Let me get one more in the air. We're gonna fly by the theater I'm playing today. Before I go, this is very important.
For almost two decades, the Black Athlete Sports Network has served as the definitive source for information about the black athlete. Whether it be historical or analytical, BASN has always celebrated the contributions of sport's most innovative and unique being, the black athlete. In 2016, as we relaunch blackathlete.com, look for more of the same from our unique set of writers and historians. We have been and always will be the soul of sports. We are BASN.
We are BASN. I hope you join our crew, as we always are BASN.
My God.
Mm-hmm.